In this episode, let's talk about the most common phrase you should never use.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
I've got this thing that I've noticed over the years that when you're in a business relationship, when you're in a personal relationship, you're either stepping in to them, stepping closer into them, making a deeper connection with them, or you're stepping out of the relationship. There's really no other way, either step in or step out. And with every time you're meeting, you're either getting them to believe in you more or not. And in the sales process, in the business world, in developing relationships, the most important thing, if you want to optimize your path to the magic word of yes, the most important thing is to be leaning into them. And there's a phrase that has dominated American culture more than any other that actually takes steps out of relationships, that moves people away from you. And it's so common and people don't even realize they're doing it. And I want to spend this episode just giving you a little tip that'll go a long way. Now, before I get into this common phrase that you or probably your friends or even your clients or maybe members of your team use far too often, before I give that phrase and explain it to you and all the derivatives of that phrase, I was really fortunate to work with many of the greatest talk show hosts of all time. The people that I worked with, I don't mention their names because they are not only the largest talk show hosts that with the biggest audience, but they also, because of the nature of their effectiveness and the way that they've communicated and developed an audience, they've also been very candid about their thoughts. And in doing so, they've polarized people that don't like them. Okay, so I prefer to keep these names on the DL, and I, you know, a lot of these names are political. I've even worked with an American president. And the people that I've worked with, they're so large, you would know them by their first name without even guessing a second person. It is that person. And what I noticed about all the people that gain influence, and Lord knows this experience that we're all sharing here on Earth, when it comes to personal relationships and business relationships, which I think are pretty much all the same, when it comes to developing a relationship of trust, there are certain words you should stay away from. At least the ones that I worked with, these big talk show hosts, always stayed away from certain words. Like I think or I believe. Those are subjective terms. And people that command influence and generate audience, they just say it. They don't go, well, you know, I think. They never do. If you listen to them, they are people of conviction. Now, this is not the big phrase that I want to share in this episode, but I want to just trigger your brain on that. Because if you get the golden opportunity like I do to work with people that develop audiences of 40 million people that they interact with in a week, if you get to work with somebody who goes on to become an American president, you notice they speak in a certain style. They just say it the way it is. They don't tiptoe around issues. And in doing so, they polarize, but they also galvanize. Now, when you're developing a relationship of trust in the business world, and you're trying to get people to say yes more often, the American phrase that is overused that does more of a disadvantage in relationship development than anything else is, you ready for this? All right, here it goes. It is, well, to be honest. What? To be honest? To be truthful, or I'm not going to lie to you. All of those are crap phrases. What they do is they, for a split second, they put the person that you're trying to lean into to develop a relationship with that already is starting to feel like they trust you. What you're doing is you're giving them a split second indicator that maybe everything else that you said before that, you were lying or you weren't truthful or you weren't being candid. You weren't being honest. Don't ever open up that door. If, as a marketer, I know we should only be marketing to our things that lend to our greater credibility, right? And the same is true in the relationship development game. So instead of saying, well, you know, honestly speaking, or I'm not going to lie to you, or well, let me be candid. You should already be honest. They shouldn't question it. You should already be truthful and you should already be candid. All of those things move people for a split second away from you, and then you've got to build back trust. Don't do that. Remove it from your language. In fact, I've got a member of my team who loves to use the, well, to be honest, phrase. And you know what I've done? I started fining him. So anytime he uses that phrase, bam, dude, you owe me $5. Because I want him to learn. This is somebody that is in sales on a daily basis. They're developing relationships of trust. And if they're doing that while trying to develop a relationship of trust, they're actually getting people to step away from them when they're supposed to be leaning in and getting people to believe and have faith in them. Remove the phrase, honestly, to be truthful, or candidly speaking, or I'm not going to lie to you. Not going to lie. These are stupid phrases, and they don't lend to your greater credibility. If you agree, hit me up on LinkedIn. Drop a little note on LinkedIn and go, yo, dude, I'm listening to the Toddcast. I'm also interested in finding out if you like the shorter episodes that drop more frequently. Hit me up on LinkedIn. This is good, really good when it's a two-way conversation. I need to hear from you. I want your feedback. I'd love to develop a relationship with you, one of trust, truthfully speaking. And I'd love to hear from you. So hit me up. Let me know what's going on. And I will continue to bring you little drops of knowledge bombs throughout the week that you can use to convince and convert, to get yourself to the magic word of yes more often. Boom! Oh, I forgot something. Don't forget this. I forgot to add something to this episode, which is really my favorite part. So I just recently fined that junior member of my team. I was like, dude, you owe me $5 right there. And he goes, I go, right now, give it to me. He goes, no. I go, give it to me. Open up your wallet. I want your $5 because this is ridiculous. And he goes, dude, I'm a millennial. I don't carry any cash around me. And then later on that, and we laughed about it and we just moved on. And then later on that night, while I'm sitting there watching TV with my amor, boom, to my phone, he Venmo'd me $5 to my phone. That's how it's done. Make money, keep people accountable, make sure they're honest and truthful and candid, and don't ever take progress away from leaning in on a relationship you're trying to develop. That's how it's done.